SRN News. I'm John Scott. Efforts continue in court by WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange lawyers to stop him being extradited to the U.S.
Lawyers for the American government have laid out their arguments before a London court as to why they think WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange should be extradited to the U.S. Supporters of the imprisoned WikiLeaks founder chanted "Free Julian Assange" outside of the London court. The US lawyers are responding to a request by Assange's lawyers, who are asking the High Court to grant Assange a new appeal. Assange has been indicted on 17 charges of espionage and one charge of computer misuse over his website's publication of classified US documents. I'm Karen Chemas.
Also at SRNnews.com in Texas, Polk County Sheriff Byron Lyons, speaking to KTRK, says the body of a missing girl has been located.
My heart aches with this news, and I express with my deepest sympathies and condolences to everyone who knew, who cared for, and loved Audrey.
Authorities are set to file a murder charge against a man after the body of 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham was recovered from the Trinity River north of Houston. The girl's family in nearby Livingston reported her missing last Thursday. Authorities say an arrest warrant is being prepared for Don Stephen McDougal on a recommended charge of capital murder. And two men have been charged with murder in the shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl victory celebration last week. That shooting left one person dead and roughly two dozen others injured. And there may be more arrests to follow. Stocks are lower. The Dow is down 71 points. The NASDAQ losing 90 points now. This is SRN News. A U.S. bishop defies the Pope. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Liam Carey heads up the Catholic Diocese of Baker, Oregon, and he says he will not allow the blessing of gay marriages in his territory, despite the fact that Pope Francis has ordered all clergy to do so. Carey says, quote, "If a same-sex couple were to ask a priest to bless them, they would be seeking an official sign of approval for behavior that the church teaches is sinful in God's sight." A growing number of bishops around the globe say they will not obey the Pope on this issue. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
About one in four young people in the United Kingdom thinks the Bible should be edited or banned. A poll released by Whitestone Insights finds 23% of respondents between the ages of 18 and 34 agree that all books contain perceived hate speech, including the Bible and other religious texts, and should be removed from society. This is SRN News. Israelis want investigators to get to the bottom of last October's Hamas attack. We have the latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Israelis are anxiously anticipating the start of a number of investigations into the October 7th massacre. What has become known as Black Saturday saw the most devastating loss of Jewish life since World War II, when the Israel-Gaza border was overrun by Iranian-backed Hamas terrorists. 1,200 died, and Israelis want to know why there was no response by the army for many hours while civilians were being slaughtered. Repercussions are expected to reach the prime minister's office. Terror tunnels in Gaza are a prime concern, as it is becoming known that Lebanon-based tunnels of much greater number and effectiveness have been under construction in Lebanon for 30 years. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.